I was doing this one woman show, and this is back in the 80s, that Sean had was putting it, you know, get together for me with a lot of his own material, the stuff that he had written himself for it. And so anyway, Gordon said, right, I'll send you something. You know, I'll send you this. I think he originally intended it for Rosalind Linehan.
He probably did. He did. But there were no home computers.
It was called Northwest. No, it was, he called it Killiney Hiawatha. Now, I did a little bit of tweaking and called it Northwest Hiawatha and set it in Derry within, you know. And it's based on Longfellow's Hiawatha, with, you know, on the shores of Gutchagumo, you know, and they boom, 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 you know, that beat. And we had a guy playing the bower on, you know,
right out the beat. Every night.
And so it went, what did I say? Oh, God, they made, I'm such a show off.
Yeah.
They made me do it.
So terribly shy.
On a tribal reservation to the north of Derry City, in a park they call Foyle Vista, at a house named Mia Casa, they have bought a dishy washer. Didn't want to hire a washer, so they bought a dishy washer, filled it up with laughing water. Laughed a little mini ha-ha as they thought about the neighbours looking through the picture window past the string macrame flower pots hanging there inside the wigwam, saying how that tribe has prospered, for they got the central heating though they can't afford to use it, then a telephone extension even though it doesn't function, telecom will not connect them, then a hi-fi quadraphonic, then a movie sound projector, then a jumbo fridgey freezer, nothing in it but the ice cubes for the mini jenny tonics. Now they bought a dishy washer, how they love their dishy washer, even use it after breakfast for 2 egg cups and a teaspoon. Love to hear the churny whirny, love to hear the gushy washy, love to hear the splishy splashy, love to hear the gurgly gargle of their handsome dishy washer, and to watch the greeny envy on the faces of the neighbours. Then one day they gave the sudden ghastly gurgle on the floor, it spilt the water, splishy splashy, gurgle gargle, as it ground up all the saucers, mashed up pulp, the pretty egg cups, twisted spoons like Uri Geller, then stopped dead and fused the circuit. Messages were sent a-winging by the tom-tom, by the smoke puff, by the pigeon, by the arrow, even by the local phone box to the tribe they call repairmen, and they said they'd come on Monday. All that day they sat and waited, waiting for the great magicians of the tribe they call repairmen to revive Padishy Washer. All that day they sat and waited, and the next day, and the next day with the rail and dishy washer, which had fused the colour telly and the video recorder and the jumbo fridgey freezer, melting all the little ice cubes for the mini jenny tonics. Now then they heard the awful laughter coming from the ghastly neighbours, like a million mini ha-has, belly laughs, guffaws and chortles. So they left their lettuce sandwich, peered across the vine-clad trellis, looking through the picture window, such a sight that met your eyes out. Such a sight would knock your eyes out. They had bought a home computer. So they took their dishy washer, threw it through the neighbour's window, splashed their floor with laughing water, drenched their fancy velvet curtain, smashed their water for a decanter. The computer went bananas, totting up the compensation. Now, they're moving from Foyle Vista to a thriving county Antrim, knowing that they've never seen a mini ha-ha dishy washer, and with any luck, they may not realise it isn't working. Ta-da!